for a time, times, and half a time.
Vimos que iba a regir el mundo por tiempo, tiempos y la mitad de un tiempo.
Or 1,203 score days, or 42 months.
O 1,260 días o 42 meses.
From 538 to 1798, the papacy ruled the world.
Del 538 a 1798, Roma papal reinó el mundo.
And then in 1798, it received his deadly wound.
Y el final de los años recibió su herida mortal.
This great apostate church ruled from 538 to 1798.
Esta iglesia apóstata reinó del año 538 a 1798.
Just like Bible prophecy predicted.
Exactamente como la profecía lo dijo.
Now we continue on, friends, and we look at this, that in Revelation 12:14 something would happen.
Y en Apocalipsis 12, versículo 14, dice que algo iba a pasar.
It says, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. The church would flee from the old world of Western Europe to the new world of the United States.
La iglesia verdadera de Cristo iba a huir de los países europeos a lo que es América en hoy en día.
And just around that time, in 1798, the United States became a haven for religious freedom.
Y alrededor de 1798, Estados Unidos se convirtió en ese país para protección del papado.
The United States of America, in its constitution, protects the rights of religious worship.
Los Estados Unidos, en la Constitución de los Estados Unidos, protege el derecho de adorar a Dios de acuerdo a los dictados de la propia conciencia.
The First Amendment to the Bill of Rights in the United States Constitution says this: Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof.
Dice que el Congreso no hará leyes con respecto al establecimiento de la religión o la prohibición o al libre ejercicio de ella.
And in this country,
y en este país,
above all other countries of the world,
sobre todo país de la paz,
we believe in a nation without a king,
creemos en una nación sin ningún rey,
and a church without a pope.
Y una iglesia sin papa.
Let's notice now what happened.
Vamos a ver qué pasó después.
The very last verse of Revelation chapter 12.
En el último versículo de Apocalipsis 12.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman of the church and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Why don't you please read that in Spanish as well, brother?
Sí, el dragón se llenó de ira contra la mujer y se fue a hacer guerra contra el resto de la descendencia de ellos, aquellos que guardan los mandamientos de Dios y tienen el testimonio de Cristo.
So will the true church keep the commandments of God?
Yes.
¿Será la verdadera iglesia guardará los mandamientos de Dios de acuerdo a lo que leímos?
Let's go into this now, friends.
Vamos aquí a esta parte.
Let's look at just a few characteristics of God's true commandment-keeping people.
Vamos a ver algunas características del pueblo verdadero de Dios.
Number one.
Número uno.
God's church would arise sometime after 1798.
El pueblo de Dios o la iglesia verdadera se iba a levantar después de 1798.
After the time prophecy.
Después de los 1260 años de profecía.
Number two, it would arise in the United States.
Número dos, se levantaría en los Estados Unidos.
Number three, it would keep all 10 commandments, including the Sabbath commandment.
Número tres, mantendría, guardaría los 10 mandamientos, incluyendo el sábado.
Number four, it would be a worldwide church.
Y sería una iglesia de extensión mundial.
Number five, it would preach a very specific gospel, a distinctive message.
Iba a predicar un mensaje específico, un evangelio distintivo.
And number six, it would have the gift of prophecy.
Y número seis, iba a tener el espíritu de profecía.
Let's notice number one.
Número uno, vamos
the church would have to rise sometime after 1798.
La iglesia se tenía que levantar después de 1798.
Revelation 12:6 says this.
Apocalipsis 12, versículo 6 dice,
and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there for 1,203 score days. The church was in hiding during the 1260 year prophecy.
La iglesia estaba ocultándose durante el tiempo de los 1260 años de...
So God's end time church could not be visible until after the prophecy of the 1260 days.
La iglesia de Dios, de Cristo, no iba a ser visible al mundo hasta después de 1798.
How long was the 1260 days?
¿Cuánto fue los 1260 días?
When did it begin?
¿Cuándo empezó?
What year?
¿Qué año?
538, we found out.
538, acuérdense de las fechas.
The Roman Catholic Church began to rule the world in 538 AD.
La iglesia católica empezó a reinar en el 538.
For 1260 years, the Church of Rome ruled the world.
Por 1260 años, la iglesia católica reinó el mundo entero.
It was called the Dark Ages.
Se llamó las edades oscuras.
Let's continue on. It says right here as we continue on with this screen, 1260 years from 538 to 1798, the papacy began its reign, and then in 1798 it received its deadly wound.
En 1798 recibió una herida mortal el papado.
We continue on. Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 12 nuevamente.
Our Heavenly Father, I ask and pray that your Holy Spirit would be here. And I pray, Lord, that you please be with all of the electronics tonight. Yeah. There are some people that are here tonight, Lord, that have never heard these truths. And it is extremely important that the people be able to understand the issue of the mark of the beast. I plead with you for the presence of holy angels, that you would beat back the forces of darkness, wake us up. I know it's been a hard, long week. But please strengthen your people to pray. And please be with the electronics and the computer and the live streaming and all these things that people might be able to understand truth. Father, pour out your spirit tonight and please be with us and give us strength and grace to continue with this topic. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. As we continue on with this topic, friends.
Continuando.
We're going to continue, and this thing just wanted to freeze up on me, so I'm going to just ask you to go back to Revelation chapter 12 as we read from the Bible.
Apocalipsis 12.
There it goes. Here we go. Praise the Lord.
Ya comencé.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping this to work in Jesus' name. Amen. The first characteristic is that the church, the true church, would not be able to be visible until after the 1260-year prophecy.
La característica que vimos, la iglesia no iba a ser visible hasta después de los 1260 años.
This 1260-year prophecy ended in 1798.
Esa profecía de tiempo terminó en 1798.
Which means that God's church could not be openly visible until after 1798.
Significando que solamente iba a ser visible hasta después de esa fecha.
Notice this.
Vean esto.
The 1260 years.
Los 1260 días.
From 538.
538
to 1798,
a 1798.
During this time, the church was in the wilderness.
Durante ese tiempo, la iglesia estaba en el desierto.
After 1798, the church would become visible.
Después de esa fecha, sí iba a ser visible.
The Bible also says it would arise. Notice what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12. Go there with me, please. Revelation chapter 12. You're already there.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 12. Vamos a ver la segunda.
And notice what would happen to help this church.
Y vean lo que iba a pasar, que iba a ayudar a la iglesia.
The Bible says in verse 16.
Versículo 16. 12:16.
It says, and the what? And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Now notice something.
Vean algo.
What did we find out from the Bible that water represents?
¿Qué encontramos que representa el agua al día de ayer?
Revelation 17, verse 15. Go back there one more time. Quickly, friends. Come on now.
Apocalipsis 17, 15 nos lo dice. Vamos ahí.
The waters, Revelation 17, 15.
Apocalipsis 17, 15. Vean ahí.
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Water represents a populated area.
El agua representa un lugar populoso, lleno de gente.
The papacy arose over there in Western Europe, in the populated area of the Old World.
El papado se levantó en las naciones de Europa, en el viejo mundo.
And so if water represents a populated area,
el agua representa una ciudad o un lugar poblado.
Earth would represent what?
La tierra representaría qué? La contraparte.
Earth would represent an unpopulated area.
La contraparte, un lugar no poblado.
And we didn't get into this whole topic tonight. But in Revelation 13, you have two beast powers, one from the sea and one from the earth. One is the papacy in the old world, one is the United States in the new world. The unpopulated area of the world back in the 1700s was the United States of America.
La tierra no poblada en el año 1700 era Estados Unidos de América.
And the Bible says that the woman will be helped by this earth.
Y la Biblia dice que la iglesia va a ser ayudada por esta tierra.
I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, a Christ-like nation, a Christian nation. And he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. The United States of America is in Bible prophecy, friends.
Es a Estados Unidos de América en la profecía.
For time's sake, we need to move on.
Por el tiempo tenemos que avanzar.
Point number one, the true church would rise after 1798.
Tendría que salir después de 1798.
Point number two, it would arise in the unpopulated area of the New World, in the United States of America.
Tenía que salir de un lugar no poblado, los Estados Unidos.
Point number three, the Church of God would keep all 10 commandments.
La Iglesia de Dios iba a mantener los 10 mandamientos,
including the Sabbath.
Incluyendo el Santo Sábado.
Let me ask you a question.
Déjeme preguntarles algo.
Which one of the 10 commandments can you break?
¿Cuál de los mandamientos de Dios puedes quebrar?
Which one can you break?
None.
¿Cuál puedes quebrar?
We can't.
Then why do people break the Sabbath?
Ahora, ¿por qué la gente no guarda el sábado?
If it's part of the Ten Commandments, then how can we throw away the Sabbath, but we think we can keep the other nine?
Si el sábado es parte de los 10 mandamientos, ¿por qué guardamos 9 y el sábado no nos importa?
Some Christian preachers today,
algunos predicadores cristianos,
they say that Jesus nailed the law to the cross. We no longer have to keep the Ten Commandments.
Dice que Cristo clavó los mandamientos en la cruz, que no los tenemos que guardar.
They don't really mean that.
Yo creo que no están hablando en serio.
Next time your preacher tells you that you don't have to keep the Ten Commandments, you're free from the law, I want you to do something.
La próxima vez que tu predicador te diga no tienes que guardarlos, quiero que le digas esto.
Next time you're in church and you have a preacher saying that you don't have to keep the Sabbath, you don't have to keep the Ten Commandments, here's what I want you to do. Are you ready?
Esto es lo que quiero que le digas cuando te diga que no los tienes que guardar.
When the offering plate gets passed around,
cuando el plato de las ofrendas o de los diezmos pasen,
I want you to take that offering plate and walk out the church.
Quiero que agarres ese plato y te vayas a tu casa.
And when the pastor says, and he comes and chases you down, and he says, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Y cuando el pastor vaya y te corretee y te diga, ¿dónde vas?
Just say, hey, I'm just taking the money. What's wrong?
Dice, yo me voy a llevar el dinero. ¿Qué es el problema?
And when the pastor says, hey, well, you shouldn't steal, say, well, the law is nailed to the cross.
El pastor te va a decir, estás robando. Tú vas a decir, no importa, la ley se fue clavada en la cruz.
And this is for you who are bold.
Y eso es para ti que tienes que ser fuerte.
If he still doesn't believe you,
si todavía no te cree,
I want you to do something else.
Quiero que hagas otra cosa.
If you're bold enough to do this,
si eres valiente suficiente para hacerlo,
ask the pastor,
pregúntale,
to take his wife. Ask him if you can take his wife on a date.
Pregúntale si tú eres hombre, si puedes sacar a su esposa en una cita.
You hear what I just said?
Vas a ver lo que te va a responder.
And when that man gets mad,
cuando se enoje,
say, what's the big deal?
Le vas a decir, ¿cuál es el problema?
We can commit adultery now because the law has been nailed to the cross.
Podemos cometer adulterio, al fin la cruz, los mandamientos.
You see, what preachers really mean when they say that,
lo que los predicadores dicen en realidad,
is they mean you don't really have to keep the Sabbath anymore because we've changed that day to something else.
Lo único que dicen es que sabes que el sábado ya no tienes que guardarlo, lo cambiamos a otro día.
But let me show you what the Bible says about the Sabbath.
Pero vamos a ver lo que la Biblia enseña.
How many of you believe, let me ask you this, come on now, we're getting into our most important point. How many of you believe the Bible?
¿Cuántos verdaderamente creen en la Biblia?
I'm asking, do you really believe the Word of God?
¿Realmente creen?
Do you believe that you should live your life by this book?
¿Creen que tu vida tiene que reflejar lo que la Biblia dice?
Let's make an agreement.
Vamos a hacer un pacto.
Can we make an agreement tonight?
Un trato entre ustedes y nosotros.
I just want you to commit to one thing.
A una sola cosa quiero que se compromete.
How many of you are willing to do it? You don't even know what it is. You already raised your hand. Better be careful. How many of you are willing to make an agreement? And here it is.
¿Cuántos quieren hacer este pacto?
If the Bible says it,
si la Biblia
we believe it,
¿Y lo crees?
And we do it.
Lo hacemos, entonces.
How many of you are willing to make that agreement?
¿Cuántos quieren hacer ese pacto?
If the Bible says it,
si la Biblia dice,
then we believe it.
Lo creemos,
and we do what the Word of God says.
Hacemos lo que la Biblia dice, entonces.
And I'll tell you why. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Acts. This is our most important point tonight, friends. Just hang in there a little bit longer with me, friends. The book of Acts, please.
Vamos ahí.
The book of Acts, chapter 5.
Hechos, capítulo 5.
Notice what the powerful men of God said to the wicked priests back in their day.
Vean lo que los hombres poderosos de Dios hicieron en el tiempo pasado.
Acts chapter 5 and verse 29, and when you have that, please let me know by saying amen.
5:29.
The Bible says this, then, Acts 5:29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
Amen.
We need to obey God. How many of you want the Holy Spirit?
¿Cuántos quieren el Espíritu Santo en sus vidas?
Then drop your eyes down to verse 32.
Vean el versículo 32.
And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. If you want the Spirit of God,
si quieres el Espíritu de Dios,
you better obey God.
Amen.
Tienes que obedecer a Dios, entonces.
And the seventh day Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments.
Y el sábado es parte de los diez mandamientos.
All the way back in the beginning.
Desde el principio de la creación.
Come on now, let's move through this. Take some notes. Let's go.
Tome nota para que se acuerde.
Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3.
Génesis 2, versículos 2 y 3.
All the way in the very beginning.
Desde el mero principio.
When Jesus made the world.
Cuando Cristo hizo el mundo.
He made the world in 6 days.
Hizo el mundo y la tierra en 6 días.
And he rested on the seventh day Sabbath.
Y descansó en el sexto día, el séptimo día, el sábado.
And did you know that even today,
¿y saben que hasta hoy,
in over 100 languages of the world, the word for Saturday is Sabbath?
Que en más de 100 lenguas en la tierra,
how many,
la palabra sábado es sábado todavía.
How many here speak Spanish?
¿Cuántos hablan español aquí?
What's the word for Saturday?
¿Cuál es la palabra para sábado?
It's Sabbath.
Es sábado.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work. And God blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Friend, this is the only day that has a special blessing upon it.
Es el único día que tiene la bendición de Dios.
How many believe that God wants you to be blessed?
¿Cuántos quieren la bendición de Dios?
How many of you believe that Satan does not want you to be blessed?
¿Cuántos creen que Satanás no quiere que tú seas bendecido?
It's Satan that has changed the day so that you miss your blessing. Some people say, well, you know, you keep your Sabbath and I keep a different day as my Sabbath.
Unos dicen, yo guardo, tú guardo ese día, yo guardo otro como mi sábado.
And I say, wait.
Y le digo, ¿sabes qué? No,
number one.
Number one.
It's not my Sabbath.
No es mi sábado.
It's God's Sabbath.
Es el de Dios.
Amen.
And number two,
número dos,
the only way you can have a Sabbath,
la única manera de que tú tengas un sábado,
is if you can make a world.
Es si tú puedes hacer tu propio mundo.
And then you can make a day holy.
Y tú puedes bendecir un día, entonces.
But the Bible says this, friends.
Pero la Biblia dice esto.
After the God made it in the beginning,
después de que Dios lo hizo en el principio,
in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11,
de Éxodo 20, versículo 8 al 11,
he put the Sabbath right in the middle of the Ten Commandments.
Puso el sábado en medio de los diez mandamientos.
The Bible says, Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Why do you think that God said remember?
¿Por qué creen que dijo, acuérdate del sábado?
It's because the whole world has forgotten. You know why?
Es porque el mundo lo ha olvidado, ¿sabes?
Because they drank the wine of Babylon and forgot the law of God.
Porque han tomado el vino de Babilonia y se han olvidado de Dios.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of, not you, it's the Sabbath of the Lord, thy God.
Señor.
In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. How many of you remember when we first started off this meeting tonight?
¿Cuántos acuerdan cuando empezamos estas presentaciones?
In Revelation chapter 14, we read verse 7. Friends, go back there quickly, please.
14, versículo 7.
Revelation 14, verse 7. Father, please help me to wind this down in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 14. 14 verse 7 the Bible says, are we all there? Amen. It says, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made what? Heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. The only way that you can worship the Creator is by being able to keep the day holy that he said is in commemoration of that creation.
La única manera que tú puedes adorar a Dios es en conmemoración de ese día que él puso.
After the Ten Commandments,
después de los 10 mandamientos,
the prophet said this.
Este profeta dijo esto.
In Ezekiel 20, verse 20.
Y en Ezequiel 20, versículo 20.
And hallow my Sabbaths.
Y dijo, santifica mi sábado.
And they shall be a sign.
Y van a ser una señal.
Between me and you.
Entre mí y ustedes.
That ye may know that I am the Lord your God.
Para que sepan que yo soy su Dios.
The Sabbath is God's special sign of authority.
El sábado es la señal especial de autoridad de Dios.
And when Jesus came to earth,
y cuando Cristo vino a la tierra,
Jesus didn't change the day.
Nope. Cristo no cambió el día.
Jesus kept the Sabbath.
Amen. Jesús guardó el sábado.
You want to know why?
¿Saben por qué?
Because he was the creator who made the Sabbath.
Porque él era el creador, el que hizo el sábado.
Mark 2, 27 and 28.
Marcos 2, 27 y 28.
What day is the Lord's day?
¿Qué día es el día del Señor?
Let's read the Bible.
Vamos a leer la Biblia.
Mark 2, 27 and 28. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of Thursday.
Sabbath.
Therefore, he's Lord of Sunday.
Sabbath.
Señor del domingo. Huh?
He's Lord of what day?
Sabbath.
Señor de qué?
What day is he Lord of?
Sabbath.
De qué? Del sábado.
Maybe you're not convinced. Let's continue on.
Quizás no estén convencidos. Vamos a leer otro.
Luke 4:16.
Lucas 4:16.
And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into church, the synagogue, on the what day?
Sabbath.
The Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. What day did Jesus go to church? Let me just tell you something straight up, friends.
Déjame decirles algo directo.
When people say this,
cuando gente,
they say, hey, how come you go to church on Sabbath?
La gente pregunta, ¿por qué vas a la iglesia el sábado?
I say, all I'm doing is following what Jesus did.
Solamente sigo lo que Cristo hizo.
I'm just following the example of Jesus.
Solo sigo el ejemplo de Jesús.
But when people go to church on a different day,
pero cuando la gente va a la iglesia en otro día,
we're going to find out what that means.
Vamos a darnos cuenta qué significa.
What about the New Testament apostles?
¿Qué? Vamos a ver lo que los apóstoles hacían.
Jews and Gentiles all kept the Sabbath.
Judíos y gentiles todos guardaron el sábado.
Acts chapter 13 verses 42 and 44.
Hechos de 13 el 42 y el 44.
And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And the next Sabbath day came almost a whole city together to hear the word of God. Amen. I praise the Lord. I'm seeing people taking notes, people that are new. Praise God. Let's continue on. What about the Sabbath after the New Testament?
¿Qué tal el sábado después del Nuevo Testamento?
Let me just say this. If anyone wants these PowerPoints, if you're new, you don't know these things, I'll give it to you so you can study on your computer later on, okay?
Si tú eres nuevo y quieres estudiar más acerca de esto, te puedo dar las presentaciones para que lo estudies.
The first and second centuries.
Los primero y segundo siglo.
The historian Josephus says that the custom of the seventh day had gone to all the world.
Él habló que la costumbre del descanso del séptimo día se había ido a todo el mundo.
There's not any city of the Grecians nor any of the barbarians or any nation whatsoever whither our custom, of resting on the seventh day hath not come. We continue on, also in the third and fourth centuries.
En el tercero y cuarto siglo también.
A learned treatise on the Sabbath, page 77. This is history.
Esto es historia, okay? No,
it is certain that the ancient Sabbath did remain and was observed by the Christians of the Eastern Church above 300 years after our Savior's death. We continue on to the antiquities of the Christian church. The ancient Christians were very careful in the observation of Saturday or the seventh day. Please read that in, or translate that in Spanish.
Los antiguos cristianos eran muy observadores de la, eran bastante cuidadosos en la observación del día sábado o el séptimo día.
These are all history books.
Es todo historia, libros de historia.
The fifth century.
El quinto siglo.
Socrates Scholasticus, Ecclesiastical History, Book 5, Chapter 22, page 289. For although almost all the Christian churches throughout the world celebrate the sacred mysteries, the Lord's Supper, on the Sabbath of every week, yet the Christians of Alexandria and Rome on account of some ancient tradition, refuse to keep the Sabbath. So who didn't keep the Sabbath?
¿Quién no guardaba el sábado?
The people in Rome.
La gente en Roma.
The 7th century.
El séptimo siglo.
The church in Scotland.
La iglesia en Scotland.
It seems to have been customary in the Celtic churches of early times in Ireland as well as Scotland to keep Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, as a day of rest from labor. They obeyed the fourth commandment literally upon the seventh day of the week. Please translate that last sentence right there.
Dice que ellos obedecían el cuarto mandamiento literalmente el séptimo día de la semana. Y eso es los escoceses.
Friends, all through history,
a través de la historia,
the true people of God have kept the Sabbath day.
La verdadero, el verdadero pueblo de Dios ha guardado el santo.
And the false church,
y la falsa iglesia,
has worshipped the sun.
Ha adorado el sol.
All through history, sun worship was in every pagan culture.
A través de la historia, toda cultura antigua ha adorado el sol.
Egyptian obelisks.
En los obeliscos de Egipto.
Ziggurats.
Los ziggurats.
Pyramids.
Las pirámides.
Sun worship.
Adoración al
sol. Was in every culture of the world.
Cada cultura sobre la faz.
The Tower of Babel, it was about sun worship.
La Torre de Babel era la adoración al sol también.
Every major religion, every major people group in the world that worship the sun.
Cada cultura y nación de estas son adoradores del sol.
At the Tower of Babel, the sun god's name was Nimrod.
En la Torre de Babel, el dios sol, su nombre era
Nimrod. In Babylon, they called him Bel.
En Babilonia, le llamaban Bel.
The Phoenicians worshipped Baal, the sun god.
Los fenicios le llamaban Baal.
The Egyptians worshipped Osiris, or otherwise known as Amun-Ra.
Los egipcios le llamaban Osiris o Ra.
The Celts and Druids worshipped Odin. Also, the Aztecs worshipped Quetzalcoatl.
Los aztecas adoraban a Quetzalcóatl.
Thank you. And this great system called Mystery Babylon the Great, this false church also worships the sun.
Y este falso sistema o llamado la gran ramera también adora el sol.
I want to show you something now.
Quiero enseñarles algo específico.
Of how paganism came into Christianity.
Cuando el paganismo entró en el cristianismo.
Are we supposed to worship idols?
¿Tenemos que adorar a ídolos ahora?
No.
No.
Are we supposed to worship the saints and pray to the saints?
¿Tenemos que adorar a los santos y orarles a ellos?
Are we to worship the mother of Jesus?
¿Tenemos que adorar a la madre de Jesús?
This church brought in pagan sun worship into Christianity.
Esta iglesia pagana trajo la adoración al sol dentro del cristianismo.
Remember, friends, the conflict is over worship.
Acuérdense que el conflicto es sobre la adoración.
The seal of God versus the mark of the beast.
El sello de Dios contra la marca de la bestia.
The Bible teaches us this.
La Biblia nos enseña esto.
Very quickly, turn to Isaiah chapter 8.
Muy rápido, Isaías capítulo 8.
We're on our last few slides.
Ya casi terminamos.
Isaiah chapter 8, friends.
Isaías 8.
Let's notice where the seal of God is located.
Vamos a ver dónde está localizado el sello de Dios.
How many of us want the mark of the beast in our forehead?
¿Cuántos quieren la marca de la bestia en sus frentes?
How many of us want the seal of God?
¿Cuántos quieren el sello de Dios?
Let's find out where the seal is.
Vamos a ver dónde está el sello.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
8:16 de Isaías.
It's on the screen as well. It says, bind up the testimony, seal the what? Seal the law among my disciples.
Sella la ley entre mis discípulos.
Are you see that, friends? What's going to be sealed in our foreheads?
¿Qué va a ser sellado en estas frentes?
The law of God.
La ley de Dios.
The seal of God is found in the law of God.
El sello de Dios es encontrado en los mandamientos de Dios.
And in a seal you have to have the authority of the person, the name, the title, and his dominion.
Y en un sello tienes que encontrar el nombre, el título y el territorio donde domina la persona.
The Sabbath commandment is the only commandment that has the name of God, the title of God as the creator, and this shows us that he rules over the heavens, the earth, and everything in them.
El séptimo día o sábado enseña la Biblia que es donde Dios reina, su título lo tiene. El territorio y su nombre también.
Is the Sabbath God's special sign?
¿Es acaso el sábado su señal especial de Dios?
Don't take my word for it.
No agarre mi palabra.
Let's go to the Bible. Exodus chapter 31. Exodus 31.
Éxodo 31.
Exodus 31.
Éxodo 31.
The Sabbath is God's special sign of authority.
El sábado es el sello especial de la autoridad de Dios.
The Bible says this in verse 12.
El versículo 12 del capítulo 31.
Exodus 31 and verse 12, the Bible says this. Are we all there? Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a what?
¿Qué es qué?
It is a sign between me and you throughout your generations that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Drop your eyes down to verse 16.
Hasta el 16.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is, verse 17, it is a what?
Es que?
It's a sign between me and the children of Israel for how long?
Por cuánto tiempo?
Forever.
Por siempre.
Why?
Por qué?
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. Go to the book of Ezekiel.
Vamos al libro de Ezequiel.
Man, it's hard sometimes to get through these lectures, brothers and sisters.
Es difícil a veces hablar en estas pláticas.
Ezekiel chapter 20.
Ezequiel, versículo 20, capítulo 20.
And I appreciate, you know, I can't wait till we get to heaven and we all speak the same language. Amen?
No puedo esperar hasta llegar al cielo para que hablemos todos una lengua y no tengas que esperar.
The Bible says that the Lord is going to turn all of our languages to one tongue.
You know, and I
have a lot of friends who Spanish-speaking friends. We do missionary work. I speak a little Spanish, and they say, "You know, in heaven, we're going to speak Spanish, brother." They try to convince me that it's Spanish in heaven. I don't know about that, though.
Algunos amigos dicen que se va a hablar en español en el cielo.
Ezekiel chapter 20,
Ezequiel,
verse 12,
12
and 20.
Y 20.
Are we all there? Amen.
Ezequiel 20, versículo 12 y 20.
Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. And verse 20.
Versículo 20.
And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. Let me also say this, friends. Go very quickly. Go to the book of Deuteronomy.
Vamos al libro de Deuteronomio.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Capítulo 6.
The law of God,
la ley de Dios,
is going to be in our foreheads.
Va a estar en nuestras frentes.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Deuteronomio capítulo 6.
The law of God is to be in our foreheads and in our hands. Do you know that?
¿Saben que la ley de Dios va a estar en nuestra frente y en nuestras manos?
Did you know it's also supposed to be in your hand?
¿Y en tu mano?
The law of God?
La ley de Dios?
Some people say the seal of God's only in your forehead. That's not true.
Algunos dicen nada más está en tu frente, pero no es cierto.
Deuteronomy 6 says the seal is also in your hand.
Deuteronomio 6 dice que también está en tu mano.
It's in your mind because you love it. It's in your hand because you do it.
Es en tu mente porque lo amas y en tu mano porque lo haces.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Deuteronomio 6.
Verse 6.
Versículo 6.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be where? In your heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, verse 8. And thou shalt bind them for a sign, where?
Señal en donde?
Upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes in your forehead. Listen, friends, listen very clearly.
Escuchen claramente.
Listen, God's commandments,
los mandamientos de Dios,
will be in your forehead and in your hand.
En tu frente y en tu mano.
And the beast's commandments,
y los mandamientos de la bestia,
will be in other people's foreheads and hands.
Va a estar en la frente y en la mano de otras.
It's all about who you worship.
Es realmente quien tú adoras.
Who you obey.
A quien tú obedeces.
Are you ready for this now, friends?
¿Están listos para esto?
In the Bible,
en la Biblia,
a seal
es un sello,
a sign,
una señal,
and a mark,
y una marca,
are all the same thing.
Es lo mismo.
Same word used in the Hebrew.
La misma palabra se usa en el hebreo.
God has a sign.
Dios tiene una señal.
The beast has a sign.
La bestia tiene una señal.
God has a mark. The beast has a mark.
Dios tiene una marca. La bestia tiene una marca.
The Sabbath is God's sign.
El sábado es la señal de Dios.
Do you understand that so far?
¿Lo has entendido a lo que hemos hablado?
Is it clear from the Bible?
¿Es claro de la Biblia lo que vimos?
So what is the beast sign?
Ahora, ¿cuál es la señal de la bestia?
We already found out that the Roman church, the papacy, is the false church.
Ya encontramos en la Biblia que la iglesia romana es la falsa iglesia.
Does the false church have a special sign of their authority?
La iglesia falsa tiene una señal de autoridad también.
This is not my words.
No es mi palabra.
This is from their own book.
De sus propios libros.
The Catechism of the Catholic Church.
El catequismo de la iglesia católica.
Here's what they say.
Es lo que dicen aquí.
The Convert's Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. This is chapter 2, page 174. Question. This is from the Catholic book, the Catechism. Have you any other way of proving that the church has power to institute festivals of precept? Answer. And I want you to translate this in Spanish as well, please. Had she not such power, she could not have done that in which all modern religionists agree with her. She could not have substituted the observance of Sunday, the first day of the week, for the observance of Saturday, the seventh day, a change for which there is no scriptural authority. Please translate.
Pregunta. ¿Hay alguna prueba de que la Iglesia Católica tiene poder para instituir festivales de precepto? Y la respuesta es, si no lo tuviera ese poder, no hubiera podido hacer aquello que los religiosos modernos concuerdan de que no hubiera podido cambiar o sustituir la observancia del domingo, el primer día de la semana, por la observancia del sábado, el séptimo día de la semana. Un cambio por el cual no hay ninguna escritura que la valide.
I didn't say that.
Yo no lo dije.
The Roman Catholic Church says
ellos mismos lo dicen.
That they changed the day from Saturday to Sunday.
Que ellos cambiaron el sábado al domingo.
In honor of the sun god.
En honor al Dios sol.
And the Bible gives no authority for the change.
Y la Biblia no encuentra autoridad para ese cambio.
Let me notice what they say.
Y vean lo más lo que dice.
Roman Catholic Monsignor Luis Segura.
El Monseñor Luis Segura.
Plain talk about the Protestantism of today. Here's what they say about Christians.
Es lo que dicen de los cristianos en general. Vean.
The observance of Sunday by the Christians or Protestants is an homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church.
La observancia del domingo de los protestantes es un honor que le dan al papado o a la iglesia católica a pesar de que se llaman protestantes.
They say they bow down to the Catholic Church when they keep their laws rather than God's law.
Dice que se rebajan y adoran a la iglesia cuando mantienen sus leyes de ellos.
Notice this quote right here.
Vean esta cita aquí.
Of course we change the day from Sabbath to Sunday. And the act is a... What? Is a mark of our ecclesiastical authority in religious things. They say this is our mark, our sign of authority.
Ellos dicen, este cambio es nuestra marca de autoridad.
It gets more clear, friends.
Y va más claro todavía, de ellos mismos.
While people around the world are trying to break the law of God.
Mientras la gente en el mundo entero está rompiendo la ley de Dios.
There are still a group of people today that uphold the Ten Commandments.
Hay todavía un grupo de gentes que guardan los mandamientos.
All throughout history, there have been Sabbath-keeping Christians.
A través de las edades ha habido gentes que guardan el Sabbath.
God still today, He doesn't change. He says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy."
Dios no ha cambiado y él dice, "Acuérdate del sábado para santificarlo."
Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Jesús mismo dice, "Si me amas, guardad mis mandamientos."
The Bible says in Revelation 14, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
En Apocalipsis dice, aquí está la paciencia de los santos. Aquí están los que guardan los mandamientos de Dios y la fe de Jesús.
If you want to be a saint,
si quieres ser un santo,
you have to keep the commandments.
Tienes que guardar los mandamientos
and have the faith of Jesus.
Y tener la fe de Jesús.
Friends,
amigos,
it will be a worldwide church.
También va a ser una iglesia mundial.
And here we go.
Y aquí está.
There are only two worldwide churches today.
Solamente hay dos iglesias mundiales ahora.
You know that, right?
¿Saben eso, verdad?
Woman equals a church.
Una mujer igual a una iglesia.
There's a false church.
Una falsa iglesia.
Called Babylon the Great.
Babilonia la Grande.
And she has daughters.
Y tiene hijas.
The woman rides on a beast. The church is joined to the state. Beast equals a kingdom. Woman equals a church.
La mujer representa a la iglesia. La bestia es un reino. Es la unión de la iglesia y el estado.
Two churches.
Dos iglesias.
There's only. I want you to understand this, friends.
Quiero que lo entiendan.
I'm not simply trying to make this. This is just fact.
Esto es solo, estoy hablando hechos.
There are only two worldwide churches.
Solamente dos iglesias hay.
There's one church that is a false church all around the world.
Hay una iglesia que es falsa en todo el mundo.
And there's another church that's all around the world that keeps the commandments of God, that has the Sabbath as a sign.
Hay una iglesia que guarda los mandamientos de Dios y que es la iglesia de Dios.
And one of the churches preaches a specific gospel.
Y una de estas iglesias es predica un evangelio específico.
We read in Revelation 14 that the everlasting gospel is contained in the first, second, and third angel's message, the three angels' messages.
Vimos que el evangelio está contenido en Apocalipsis 14, versículos 6 al 12, el primero, segundo y tercer ángel.
I want you to go back now to our closing scripture, friends, Revelation 14.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 14.
Revelation 14. It's our closing scripture, friends.
Nuestra última escritura.
What is the three angels' message talk about? There's only one church in the world that has been given, that has been entrusted with this message. And if you're watching this and you're part of this church, you profess to be, then you better be preaching the first, second, and third angels' message. Amen.
Y si tú te llamas de esta iglesia o tú eres de esta iglesia, es mejor que prediques.
And if you profess to be a part of this church and don't preach this message, then you're really not part of this church. Amen.
Tú eres de la iglesia, dices que eres y no lo estás predicando, mejor ni lo digas.
Revelation 14 verses 6 through 12 is the three angels' messages, friends. Notice what the Bible says, they preach the gospel, verse 6.
Versículo 6 del capítulo 14.
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell in the earth, every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Verse 7, they say with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. This church must preach the everlasting gospel.
Esta iglesia tiene que predicar el evangelio eterno.
This church must warn people to uphold the reverence and respect of fearing God.
Esta iglesia enseña que tiene que adorarse y a reverenciar.
This church must warn people that the judgment hour has come.
Esta iglesia enseña que la hora del juicio ha llegado.
And has come for the living.
Y ha llegado para los vivos.
This church must warn that people have to worship the Creator God by keeping the Sabbath.
Esta iglesia enseña que se tiene que adorar a Dios.
Verse 8. There fall another angel saying, Babylon has fallen that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This church must warn people against Babylon.
Esta iglesia tiene que hablar contra la adoración falsa.
It must identify the system of Babylon.
Tiene que identificar el sistema falso de Babilonia.
And then in verses 9 through 12, it warns against the mark of the beast and the image of the beast.
Y en el versículo 9 al 12 habla de no recibir la marca de la bestia.
There's only one church on planet Earth, friends, that fulfills these characteristics.
Hay solamente una iglesia en la tierra que llena estas características.
And that also has the gift of prophecy or the testimony of Jesus Christ.
También tiene el don del testimonio de Jesucristo.
The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Tiene el testimonio de Jesucristo.
What is the testimony of Jesus?
¿Qué es el testimonio de Jesucristo?
Revelation 19 verse 10.
Apocalipsis 19 versículo 10.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
El testimonio de Jesús es el espíritu de la profecía.
The gift of prophecy is in her midst.
Que mantiene la profecía en su medio.
And the gift of preaching prophecy is in her midst, friends.
Y el don de predicar la profecía está entre el pueblo.
Only two worldwide churches.
Solo dos iglesias.
The false church,
la falsa iglesia Babilonia,
is the papacy.
Es el papado.
The Roman Catholic Church.
La iglesia romana católica.
And the only church that keeps all Ten Commandments, it's all around the world, that has the seventh-day Sabbath as its sign.
Y la única iglesia en el mundo entero que tiene esta señal
is the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Es la iglesia adventista del séptimo día.
It's the only one.
Es la única.
Amen.
If it was any other church,
si fuera cualquier otra iglesia,
then I'd be part of that church.
Yo no sería parte de esa iglesia.
But it's the only one.
Pero esta es la única iglesia.
The only one that keeps all Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath.
Es la única que mantiene los diez mandamientos.
Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about how this great Advent movement took place in the 1800s.
Mañana vamos a hablar cómo se levantó este movimiento en los 1800.
And how the judgment hour was preached.
Y cómo en la hora del juicio empezó a ser predicada.
About the signs in the heavens.
También vamos a hablar de las señales que vinieron del cielo.
That took place with the falling of the stars.
La caída de estrellas.
And beginning tomorrow night, we're going to talk about the Daniel's longest time prophecy.
Y mañana vamos a hablar de la profecía de tiempo más larga del libro de
Daniel. And how this took place During this time,
y como esto tomó lugar en ese mismo tiempo,
people all around the world from all denominations began to warn about the judgment hour.
En ese tiempo, las religiones del mundo empezaron a predicar sobre este mensaje.
The Advent movement of 1840 to 44 was a glorious manifestation of the power of God. This message was carried to every missionary station in the world. Friends, this is the only church that fulfills all these prophecies.
Esta es la única iglesia que llena todos los requisitos que hemos hablado.
If it was any other church,
si hubiera otra iglesia,
I'd tell you which one it was.
Te diría yo cuál es.
But friends,
pero amigos,
God is calling people,
Dios está llamando
to accept the message for our day,
aceptar el mensaje de los tres ángeles,
and to go back to keeping the Sabbath of God.
Y a guardar el cuarto mandamiento.
All around the world, people are understanding about the Ten Commandments.
Alrededor del mundo, todos están entendiendo el cuarto mandamiento.
Now don't get mad at me.
Y no se enojen con
some people here tonight have only heard this for the first time.
Quizás algunos de ustedes lo están escuchando por primera
but you
vez.
Told me that you believe the Bible.
Y tú me dijiste que tú crees la Biblia.
Right?
¿Cierto?
Yeah. Does the Bible say to keep the Sabbath?
Yeah. La Biblia dice que tenemos que guardar el sábado.
Now did you know that the Catholic Church tells you which church to go to?
Right. ¿Y saben ustedes que la iglesia católica te dice cuál iglesia puede ir?
Listen what I'm saying.
Escuchen lo que digo.
The papacy
el papado
tells Christians
le dice a los cristianos
which church to go to if they want to keep believe the Bible.
Dice, le dice a qué iglesia ir si quieren realmente guardar la Biblia.
Did you know that?
¿Saben eso? ¿Saben eso?
Would you like to see that?
¿Quieren verlo?
We're done.
Ya terminamos.
Would you like to see that they say this?
¿Quieren ver que dicen eso?
Let me show you.
Déjenme se los enseño.
In the Bible, the Pope claims to change the law of God.
En la Biblia el Papa dice que él cambió la ley de Dios.
Daniel 7:25. It says that he shall speak great words. I'm going to wait till you turn there. We're done.
Ya terminamos, pero voy a esperar a que cambien ahí, a que lleguen ahí.
You can turn there, write note down notes. I don't know how I'm expected to finish up this sermon in just an hour, with especially with.
Sorry, bro.
Daniel 7:25. Are you there? Amen.
Daniel 7:25.
Amen.
There are some people here tonight that are hearing these things for the first time in their lives.
Hay gentes aquí que están escuchando esto por primera vez.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall persecute the saints of the Most High. And he shall think that he can change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, times, and the dividing of time. There's the time prophecy.
Ahí está la profecía de tiempo que hemos hablado de 1260 años.
So the papacy thinks that they can change God's times and laws.
El papado aquí nos dice que iba a pensar en cambiar los tiempos y la ley.
Now let me show you what they say.
Y vean lo que ellos mismos dicen.
This is coming from the Catholic Universe Bulletin.
Esto viene del Universal Católico.
August 14, 1942. Here's what they say.
1942.
I want you to translate this very clearly.
Okay.
The Catholic Church changed the observance of the Sabbath to Sunday.
La Iglesia Católica cambió la observancia del sábado al domingo.
The Protestant.
Los protestantes.
That is Christians.
Los cristianos en general.
Who claim the Bible to be the only guide of faith.
Que dicen que siguen la Biblia y solamente la Biblia.
They have no warrant, they have no reason for observing Sunday.
No tienen ninguna razón para guardar el domingo.
In this matter, the Seventh-day Adventist is the only consistent Protestant.
En esto que hablamos, la iglesia adventista del séptimo día es la única que se mantiene consistente en guardar los mandamientos.
You see this? I didn't say that.
Yo no lo dije.
That's what they say.
Es lo que ellos mismos dicen.
It gets even more clear. Look at what they say.
Vean otra más.
Catholic Mirror, December 23rd. This is back in 1893.
Esto estamos hablando 1893.
Desde reason and common sense demand the acceptance of one or the other of these alternatives.
La razón y el y la mental y el sentido común demandan la aceptación de una de estas dos alternativas.
Either Protestantism and keeping Holy Saturday.
Es el protestantismo y mantener el sábado santo.
Or being a Catholic and you keep Sunday.
O ser un católico y guardar el domingo.
You hear what they said?
¿Ven lo que vieron?
They said you can only do one of two things.
Puede hacer solamente dos cosas.
Be a Christian.
Ser un cristiano.
Believe the Bible.
Creer la Biblia.
And keep Saturday.
Y guardar el sábado.
Or be a Catholic.
Ser católico.
Obey the Pope.
Obedecer al Papa.
And keep Sunday.
El domingo.
Compromise is impossible.
El compromiso de esto es imposible.
No, I didn't say that. Friends, this is the mark of their authority. It is the mark of the beast power.
Este domingo es la marca de su autoridad, la marca de la bestia.
Friends,
amigos,
you have to ask yourself, who are you going to serve?
Tienes que preguntarte a quién vas a servir.
Who has true authority?
¿Quién tiene la verdadera autoridad?
Does the Pope have the authority to change the word of God?
No. ¿El Papa tiene la autoridad de cambiar la ley de Dios?
No, man. No.
Then you and I need to do this tonight.
Nosotros tenemos que hacer esto en esta noche.
If we love Jesus, if you love me, keep his commandments.
Jesús mismo te dice en la Biblia, si me amas,
some of you have not understood this before.
Algunos de ustedes lo han leído, pero no lo han entendido en el pasado.
And you're saying, well, how do I do it?
Y tú dices, ¿cómo lo hago?
Ask Jesus to write his law in your heart.
Pregúntale a Jesús que escriba su ley en tu corazón.
Psalm 40 verse 8 says this.
Salmos 40 versículo 8 dice,
I love to do your will, O my God.
Yo amo hacer tu voluntad, mi Dios.
Yea, thy law is within my heart.
Tu ley está en mi corazón.
Remember, it's supposed to be in our mind.
Sí, ven, está, tiene que estar en nuestra mente.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Aquí está la paciencia de los santos, aquellos que guardan los mandamientos de Dios y la fe de Jesús.
But tonight, friends, you might be asking this.
Pero hoy, en esta noche, te vas a estar preguntando esto.
What about my friends?
¿Qué tal mis amigos?
What about my relatives?
¿Qué tal mis parientes?
They don't understand this.
Ellos no entienden esto.
How will they find out?
¿Cómo van a enterarse ellos?
You need to tell them.
Tú tienes que decirles.
You know what Jesus says?
¿Sabe lo que Cristo dice?
He says, my sheep hear my voice.
Dice que mis ovejas escuchan mi voz.
And I know them and they follow me.
Ellas me conocen y me siguen.
Are you his sheep?
La pregunta es, ¿eres tú su oveja?
Then you'll follow Jesus.
Entonces vas a seguirlo.
And people say, what about all the other churches?
Y uno pregunta, ¿qué tal las otras iglesias?
Look at what Jesus says.
Ve lo que Cristo dice.
Jesus says this, friends.
Jesús dice esto.
And other sheep I have which are not of this fold.
Dice, tengo otras ovejas que no son de este redil.
Them also I must bring.
A ellas también las traeré.
And they shall hear my voice.
Y van a escuchar mi
and voz. There shall be one fold.
Y van a ser solo un rebaño.
And one shepherd.
Y un solo pastor.
God is calling people out of Babylon.
Dios está llamando a su pueblo a salir de Babilonia.
Out of false worship.
Afuera de la religión y la adoración falsa.
Out of the worship of Rome.
De la adoración de Roma.
Out of the apostate churches that have forgotten the commandments of God.
Ha sacado de la apostasía de las iglesias protestantes.
And God is calling people into a fold of commandment keeping Christians that will get ready for the coming of Jesus.
Y los quiere poner en el rebaño que guarda sus mandamientos y espera la segunda venida de Cristo.
Jesus is coming soon, friends.
Cristo ya viene pronto.
And what did the Bible say?
¿Y qué dice la Biblia?
In Revelation 22:14,
en Apocalipsis 22:14 que leímos,
blessed are they that do his commandments.
Bienaventurados los que guardan sus mandamientos.
That they may have a right to the tree of life.
Para que tengan derecho al árbol de la vida.
And may enter into the gates into the city.
Y puedan entrar por las puertas de la.
How many of you want to be part of God's commandment keeping people?
¿Cuántos quieren ser parte de los?
How many of you want to be ready for Jesus to come?
¿Cuántos quieren estar listos para venir, para entrar con Cristo?
Then tonight let's ask God, Lord, help me to keep your commandments.
En esta noche pregúntale, Cristo, ayúdame.
Write your law in my heart.
Escribe tu ley en mi corazón.
Help my family to understand what Jesus has said.
Ayúdame para que mi familia entienda lo que Cristo dice.
And tonight God is asking you to be the example in your family.
Y hoy Dios y Cristo te dicen que tú tienes que ser el ejemplo.
If that's your desire to say, Lord, write your law in my heart, I want to keep the commandments of God, I want to keep the Sabbath.
Si ese es tu deseo en tu corazón de guardar los mandamientos, de guardar el sábado,
I want to be a part of the commandment keeping people of God.
Quiero ser del grupo que guarda los mandamientos de Dios.
Then let us kneel and let us pray to Jesus.
Vamos a arrodillarnos y a orar.
Our Heavenly Father,
nuestro Padre Celestial,
tonight you are asking for decisions to be made.
En esta noche nos llamas a hacer decisiones.
There are some here who have never heard these things before.
Hay algunos aquí que nunca han escuchado estas cosas.
And you are asking them to make decisions that will last for eternity.
Está llamándolos a hacer decisiones que durarán por la eternidad.
It is clear that you are asking us to keep your commandments, including the seventh-day Sabbath. And so tonight, Heavenly Father, I simply want to take a moment to make an appeal. If you have come tonight and you have learned about the Sabbath, you've learned that there is a church that keeps all Ten Commandments, and you're saying, Lord, I want to keep all Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath, holy. I'm going to ask that you would take a stand for Christ tonight. That you will be strong and courageous to stand for Jesus.
Que estés firme por Jesús.
And that you would stand even now to your feet, that you would come forward even now for a special word of prayer to say, Lord, I want to keep the Sabbath holy.
Que vengas aquí al frente y le puedas decir a Dios que quieres guardar.
I want to keep all Ten Commandments. I want to be ready for Jesus to come. And if that is your prayer, if you desire to take a stand, I'm going to ask that you would come forward even now to stand for Jesus Christ. Amen. People are coming forward, and you need to come forward tonight to make a decision. Those of you who are still there, you're praying for your brothers and sisters. If you've learned this tonight about the Sabbath and you say, I want to keep the commandments, then why don't you come forward for a special word of prayer?
Aquellos que están diciendo que quieren guardar los mandamientos, vengan aquí a hablar con Dios.
It's clear there's the commandments of God and there's the commandments of men.
Es claro que hay los mandamientos de Dios y los mandamientos de hombre.
And you're saying, I want to keep the commandments of God. Then right now, come forward. Get up out of your seat and come forward for a special word of prayer. For all those who are still in their seats and you say, Lord, I want to be ready for Jesus to come, then why don't you come forward at this time? And this appeal is for all of you sitting in your seats. You're saying, I want to be ready for the coming of Jesus. I want to keep the Sabbath holy. Then you come forward even now for a special word of prayer.
Este llamado es para todos los que están en sus asientos, que vengan aquí. Este llamado de Dios, el Espíritu que habla a tu corazón.
Amen. Come forward even now. We're still lingering for a moment because there's some of you who need to make a decision tonight.
Estamos tomando un tiempo más. Tomen el tiempo. Vengan aquí.
Come forward. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that people are taking a stand for Christ. And Lord, we have learned tonight that there are only two worldwide churches. Lord, we simply want to be a part of the commandment-keeping people of God. There are some tonight who are learning these things for the first time. Please protect them with holy angels. Help their convictions in the Bible to be strong. Help them to be able to study these things to see whether they be so. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them strength and courage to continue to study and to continue to stand for Christ. And I ask and pray for all of those who are here that have understood about the Sabbath as well, that you would help us to be faithful until Jesus comes.
Señor, te pido que todos los que escucharon esto en esta noche puedan estar firmes hasta la segunda venida de Cristo.
Please forgive us of our sins.
Perdona.
Wash us clean with your blood.
Lávanos.
Clothe us with your righteousness.
Vístenos con tu justicia.
Write your law in our minds and hearts.
Escribe tu ley en nuestra mente, en nuestro corazón.
And we pray that you'll bring us back out safely tomorrow night to understand the longest time prophecy from the book of Daniel.
Y te pido que mañana nos traigas con tu cuidado y tu bendición para estudiar y entender.
And help us to prepare for the coming of Jesus. We love you. We thank you. And we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.